Okay, let's start this. Teira Ar Vayechi, page 91, bottom of the first column. In the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, so Yaakov Avinu says, Eisir Lagefen Irei, he's going to tie to the vine. In other words, there's going to be such an abundance of wine. Is he's going to be able to tie his animal to the vine. La Sereka B'nei Aseni, and also to the type of a vine, he's going to be able to tie his donkey. Kibis B'yayin Levushi, he's going to be able to wash his garments with wine. The simple meaning is, there's an abundance of wine going to happen when Mashiach comes. Hine Mikra Zenemer L'Meisa Mashiach. This pasuk is about the era of Mashiach. The koyad elil melei, but right before the pasuk says, "Lo yotzeh shevet mi Yehuda." Shevet meaning Malchus will never leave Yehuda ad ki yavishilei until Mashiach comes. V'lo yikasamim, to him nations are going to gather. Then the pasuk continues, "Eitzi lagefen irei." So the pasuk speaking about the bracha to Yehuda. He speaks about Mashiach's era, and he says in Mashiach's era there's going to be abundance of wine. Like, what's the connection between that and Mashiach? The Gemara says is the only difference between Olam Hazeh now and Yemesa Mashiach is Shibud Bilvad. Only Shibud Malchis, meaning everything will be the same like it is now, except we won't be under the reign of Goyim, of the Goyish countries. Yemesa Mashiach, because Yemesa Mashiach, when the Gemara says now, this era, Yemesa Mashiach, Eina Eilam Abba Shel Achir Atchia, is not referring to, like we learned many times, there's the era Yemesa Mashiach, when Mashiach comes to the first 40 years until Tchias Amesim, is the era of Yemesa Mashiach, the days of Mashiach, and then you have Tchias Amesim. So he says, the first 40 years are called Yemesa Mashiach, and the second era is called Olam Abba, which is Tchias Amesim. So he says, when the Gemara says there's no difference between now and Yemesa Mashiach, it means the first era. Av Yemesa Mashiach b'china yem la seiso v'lei l'kabos chorem, but Yemesa Mashiach is still the aved of the Yidin, not the schar, v'ikir ayem la seiso. And the primary doing of the Aveda, we'll be when Mashiach comes for the first 40 years. Then we'll have a base of Migdash and all that stuff. No. When Mashiach comes and you have 40 years. We don't have the 40 years yet. Should have been already, but it's not. Just like the primary aved in Gan Eden was to serve, to work it and to guard it. La'av the sum mitzvah saseh, ulisham the sum mitzvah slay saseh. Just like the aved of Adam Rishon in Gan Eden, la'av the sham the Medrash says positive mitzvahs and to guard it from transgressing negative mitzvahs. Sha'aza sheyia oz bechinas ayim la'seisim b'tachas ha'shleimis. Then it was the ultimate aveda properly. But then, because of sin, Hashem drove him out of Gan Eden. In other words, the primary purpose in Gan Eden originally was to do Torah mitzvahs. Then he sinned, Hashem threw him out of Gan Eden. And then eventually, our forefathers went into Eretz Yisrael in order to fulfill mitzvahs. Why? Shekam and mitzvahs kluim ba'aretz dafkan. Kemat arba hayodis. Like 80% of mitzvahs are dependent based on Migdash, Eretz Yisrael, and all that. What?
The first 40 years, is the base of Migdash going to be built in the beginning or at the end?
Like, no, according to the Rambam, it seems the base of Migdash will be built at the beginning. You have the base of Migdash became it. V'kabes in Tchei Yisrael, then there's coming a Mashiach. And then the Eden were exiled in his Mashiach. So he says, Al-Tareb is saying very simply, The ultimate completion of doing Torah mitzvahs is when Mashiach is here, when everybody will be back in Eretz Yisrael. We'll have the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. We'll have the Beis HaMikdash. But now we say, Shom Nasa L'Fenechot Kabbis Kavaseinu Kemitzvah Sretzinechom She'ik Ed HaMais Yavedis HaKabonis. The primary, like we say in davening, then we'll go back to Eretz Yisrael, and then we'll bring korbanos. We say Moshe van Yom Tov, right? So that means the primary avodah is avodas korbanos. She'adon yecholim l'kayem begalus, that we're not able to do in galus. Elish begalus niskena tefila keneged korbanos, because now we have davening instead of korbanos, but there's no substitute for the original. So the main thing is aim is a mitzvah, commitment to sinach mamish. Okay. So the Alter Rebbe says like this. There's no difference between Yemes HaMashiach and Elam Abba. The ultimate at the beginning is Yemes HaMashiach, because then we'll be able to do mitzvahs properly. After Tchiyas HaMesim, it's a whole different world. It's going to be a different level of Torah. Mitzvahs, not... There was at the beginning, and now when the Eden were in Eretz Yisrael, then when they sinned, they were driven out of Eretz Yisrael, and now we don't have the completion of mitzvahs until Yemes HaMashiach. And now we have davening. Now we have davening, which is almost as good as korban. What?
At the time of Mashiach, we reach that level again, or higher?
Higher. Yeah, and Chizamazon is even higher. So he says, L'chaida, and so now we're saying korbanos are much greater than davening, because we're waiting for korbanos to happen, right? So he says, "Alhav and zalut chayda tefila b'malo yena yesim ikabonis." The chayda davening is greater than korbanos. Why? Shat tefila nesias nefesh adam b'sip b'shvachu shalmakim bar shama vayelim. B'chol alalukas, what's davening? Davening is the connection and binding between the Jew and Hashem by praising Hashem until he comes to be ahav to b'chol nafshecha. Okay. So basically, davening is elevating the person's nefesh abamis to Kedusha. It's much greater than taking a physical animal bringing it to Kedusha. Mashenke ha-korbanos v'benefesh behema, or yem ha-shabbat shenei kavasim. So he said, v'lo miyur korbanos b'maylo yeinu kol kach. Why are korbanos so much greater to the extent that we say, when is going to be the mitzvah the way you really want it? When we have korbanos. The chayda, davening is greater than korbanos. Davening is the elevation of a person.
We're talking about real korbanos, not korbanos that we daven in the
morning. No. Talking real korbanos.
Real.
Yeah.
Well, by saying you have reached that.
No, yeah, but here with davening, in davening we say, Hashem should bring the Beis HaMikdash back that we can do mitzvahs properly. Which means korbanos. That means now it's not proper. But l'cher, davening is greater than korbanos. Okay? So he says, l'cher, why is korbanos greater when davening should be greater? So he says like this. Hine k'siv gefim in Mitzrayim tasiyah. Another pasuk says, the vineyard out of Egypt traveled. Which means the Eden are likened to the vine. Eden are likened to a vine. Shebnei Yisrael nimshulu legefen. The part clearly says that the Eden are likened to a vine. Shemegadim anovim, that grows grapes. Shmehem yetzei ayayin, that from the grapes comes the wine. Ayidei dricha begas, by pressing it in the press. That means, what's the inyan of a vine? A vine is something that grows grapes, and then you press it into wine. So if the Jews are likened to the vine, so Jews grow grapes, and then you press them into wine. Hine iked ayayin ha-meshubach. The best wine is yeitz mi'anov ma'smuchim l'karka. The Gemara says, the best wine comes from the grapes closer to the ground. And therefore the din was, Legabi Nesachim, the wine libations that they brought in the Beis HaMikdash, they had to bring the best wine. So the Gemara says, where did it come from? They didn't bring it from the upper vines, The Gemara says they brought it from the grapes closer to the ground because that's where the better wine comes from. There's different levels of wine. Yes, yayinam sameach. There's wine that makes you happy. There's yayinam meshaket. There's wine that makes you drunk. Yes, yayin odom. There's red wine. Yes, yayin lovin. There's white wine. Sweet wine, sour wine, bitter wine, this wine, cheap wine, expensive wine. Kach b'amo shel hazeh, nim shel l'knesses Yisrael. The same thing, okay, now he says like this. So now, what's the inyan? A grape conceals within it the wine. And you have different levels of wine coming out. So he says, the grape represents the ava mesuteres, the hidden love that a Jew has, like the wine is in the grape. So he says, "Hine kach moshe nim shekneis toshiyesh bam ava musuteres l'mokim." Okay, that every Jew has a hidden love, like we learned in the other Ma'amar Tashem. V'day leitzia mehelam alagiloi, to take it from the concealed to the revealed. Tzarich liyos b'chinas regilus. It has to be the level of the earth. Hainu liyos b'chinas nafshi ka'afer l'kol tihiyah. It has to be the level of bittul, like we say, my soul should be like dirt. In other words, bittul. So he says like this, you want to get the best wine, you need the grapes that are closest to the ground, meaning bittul. Then, dricha begas, then you need to press it in the press, liyeslev nishba v'nitka, to have a broken heart, which is ava mesuteres. Then the wine comes out from the grape, meaning the ava mesuteres becomes revealed, shahaisa behelim, which until now was concealed, and now you reveal the real love of Hashem. Because the Gemara says, wine goes in, out comes secrets. Why does wine, okay, everything starts from up there. The Gemara says, Nichnas Yayin, Yotzasot. Now, why is it from wine comes out secrets? Because wine is like that. Wine was concealed, and then it comes out. So what's the category of wine, the characteristic of wine? It's something that comes from the concealed. So therefore, what does the wine do? It reveals secrets. Because that's what the characteristic of wine is. And then it comes out. Okay? So he says like this. There's two types of love. I mean, it's really infinite, but two general types of love. Yesh mispal yesimcha shem belibe, which is yayin amasameach, which is yayin lovon, which is called Chamar Chivarian Atik, old white wine. Yesh Mispolius Meridus Alev. And there's people, in other words, like this. Some people get affected through Simcha. You know, there's many people that get turned on by dancing. It's interesting. A lot of times, people come to shul Simchas Torah, and with all the dancing, it inspires them. Simcha inspires them. And other people, there's Meridus Alev, there's Mechon, Merida Duchushpina. What reveals love of a person? Seriousness, making a reckoning. Mikol Machshveisiv, Dibura Maisiv, Esholoi LaHashem Eima. Like we have Lahavdal. Oh. People on the deathbed sometimes get returning to Yiddishkeit. Sometimes people, this you find Lahavdil more so by the Goyim. People in prison, when their life is messed up, they come turn to religion. Whether they mean it or don't, it's a separate issue, just to get out. Huh? Yeah.
The Muslim.
They go into the prisons, they get to be. Because people are depressed there. And they feel bittul. So now they're looking for something good. They're not interested in the good time because there is no good time there.
So white wine is simcha and red wine is seriousness?
Yeah, that's what he's saying here. Okay? So he says there's a wine that brings simcha that's called white wine. And then, what?
Hungry stomach will follow you anyway.
Hungry stomach, yeah, it's true.
So why are we saying Kiddush on the Kiddush and everything with red wine? Red wine is a seri gevura.
Can we finish the maimer? I mean...
Not yet, okay.
Salut.
Okay, Vine Ano Em, Adreb is going into a million things, then you know he ties everything together. Vine Ano Em and Bishabis and Shabbos Davening, we say, Vienucho Vei Kol Yisrael Mekachi Shemecha. On it, the Jews will rest, the ones that sanctify the name of Hashem. Yeah? So that Adreb is Lachain and Move, and I'll use Baruch Me'ed of Kodesh. What do you mean we sanctify God's name? It says, Kodeshani, Kedushasi Lamayim Kedushaschem. Hashem is self-holy. We don't make Hashem holy. Hashem is holy. So why are we the ones that make Hashem's name holy? We say in davening three times in Shabbos. The only difference is you say va, vay, vam. But we say mekachi shemecha, the ones that make Hashem's name holy. He said, since when do we make Hashem holy? Hashem is self-holy. So he says, "Ve'ech yet tuli kedushasi yizbarah daika shikra him am magdishim shmei." Why are dafka we the ones that sanctify His name? He self-sanctifies. So he says, "Ach inyan dinam and am ata kadosh shimcha kadosh ugdeishim b'chol yom aluchasala." What we say in davening? You're holy. Your name is holy, and the holy ones praise you every day. Right, that's what we say in Atta Kaddish. Kiddush, Kiddushim b'chol yayim. Hamachadish b'tuva b'chol yayim tov m'maisa b'reishis. She b'chol yayim nisava ma'ayin liyash kol ma'isa b'reishis. Okay? In other words, the question is like this. Why do we have to sanctify Hashem's name every day? Why wasn't yesterday's sanctification good enough for today? So he says, because every day is a new creation. Did you write this thing? Maybe he wrote it, I don't know. There's a hidden love, there's a hidden tzaddik.
Every grace of grass, every one of them.
Well, we learn about Rosh Hashanah, why we get, Rosh Hashanah for the whole year, every day, this, that. We learn it.
That's once a year. Now he's saying every day.
Right.
By the way, this aspect that we're learning now, we only learned about 3,000 times. I mean,
over.
It elevates.
Okay, it's an every minor.
Over.
It elevates our spirit when we acknowledge, when we praise God. It connects us to God and it elevates our spirit. So we need it constantly.
God doesn't need our praise.
No.
We need to praise God.
That's right.
To give you, it open channels. But to give you a simple thing that parents don't teach children today. Children need to be taught. A parent gives something to a kid, kids need to be taught to say thank you. Yes? The parents don't need to thank you. The kid needs to be taught to say thank you. Parents don't need to thank you. You don't do it, trust me. You don't do things for your kids and you expect anything in return. You ain't getting it. You know, they say one mother can take care of seven kids can't take care of one mother. Okay? You're not going to get anything in return. So why do you teach the kids to say thank you? You don't need it. The parent doesn't need it. The kid needs to understand it. It's for the kid's benefit. When we say Hashem is holy, you think Hashem cares what we say about Him? Couldn't care less. We need to say Kaddish. Why? Because again, like we learned, you open the jail. When Hashem sees that we praise Him, that means we realize that He's the guy that does it. That means that bittul opens the channels for that bracha from Hashem. That's the whole concept of halal. That's the Sinat HaKadosh. But he says that avod has to be every day. Because every day is a new creation. That means the avod of yesterday it needs to be done today. And this is very interesting. We mentioned this many times. certain mitzvahs you have to do daily. Certain mitzvahs you do weekly. Certain mitzvahs you do monthly. Certain mitzvahs you do yearly. Certain mitzvahs you do once in 7 years. Some mitzvahs you do once in 50 years. Yeah? So why is it Moshe Tefillin we have to wear every day? And Lulav and Esrog is once a year. Because different bringing down Hamshachas of godliness, certain connections to Hashem need to be done daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, sabbatical year, your jubilee year.
But there's a basic need of connectivity to our Creator and having continuous relationship.
The Alter Rebbe says b'chol yayim, but he doesn't mean b'chol yayim. He means every second. L'mashal, tefillin is once a day. Davening, you need to daven 3 times a day.
The shemichud is the same for something that is once in 50 years and something that is every day.
One revelation lasts 50 years, 7 years. That's why you don't have to keep doing it. But certain mitzvahs, it doesn't mean greater, not greater. It is not a confessional here. I'm not a priest. Don't confess your sins to me.
It's most of people, all these rituals are burdensome. Very taxing time.
Wait until the tape's off, then you can talk at your